Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Horsemen and horsewomen of all ages, you don't want to miss the Heber Valley Horse Sale, April 5th and 6th at the Wasatch County Events Complex in Heber City, Utah. This event isn't just for buyers and sellers. This is a fun-filled weekend for the whole family. The activities begin Friday, April 5th, with all-day horse previews, including team roping and calf roping previews, with a trail competition, a buyer's clinic, and a tack sale. Then over 100 head of the best horses will be sold Saturday morning, April 6th at 11 a.m., with both live and online bidding at HeberHorseSales.com. This will be your opportunity to buy some of the best broke, multi-purpose horses anywhere. For more information, visit their website at HeberHorseSales.com or give Brent a call at 801-368-5498. That's 801-368-5498. And make plans to join us April 5th and 6th in Heber City, Utah at the Wasatch County Events Complex for a great weekend of horse-related activities and a chance to buy your next favorite horse at the Heber Valley Horse Sale. Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-hole. Little therapy up there, too. I can guarantee that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Spend your time. That's right. Take time.
Take your time.
Yeah, take your time. Hey, some poetry.
Oh, let's do it, Jay. Yeah.
Jay Snyder's riding along with us. This is some great horse advice. This is Tyrone and Tyree.
I've learned lots of lessons about cowboying up. You see, I've been a cowboy since I was a pup. And my dad taught me the way his dad taught him. Rewards without effort come seldom and slim. That if working for wages or bossing a crew, the job left half finished reflects upon you. That good leaders of men who, while bossing a crew, won't ask of their men what they wouldn't do. 'Cause men are just men, and it's by God's design we all pull on our britches one leg at a time. But some men are leaders, while others hold back. They'll stray from the trail some, or hard to untrack. But with proper persuasion, they'll likely fall in. You see, that's just the nature of horses and men. Which put me to thinking about Tyrone and Tyree, the best team of Belgians you ever did see. Well, they'd lay in those collars and pull stride for stride, worked sun up to sundown till the day that they died. But Tyree would get balky, not pull like he should, so Tyrone would reach over and scold him right good. And the load they were pulling would even right out. That's the lesson in life that I'm talking about. 'Cause some hosses are leaders, while others pull back. They'll stray from the trail some, or hard to untrack. But with proper persuasion, they'll likely fall in, you see. That's just the nature of hosses and men. And that put me to thinking about what Dad had said, and the question he asked me still rings in my head. In your mirror while shaving, which one will you see? Will you be Tyrone, or would you be Tyree? And to leaders of men, let's all raise a cup. Here's to pulling your weight, to cowboying up.
Yeah, that's a great question. Which one are you?
I kind of know
you
which one.
Yeah, I know.
Who I am.
Are you Tyrone or Tyree? Same deal with Bonnie and Clyde.
Right.
Clyde would pull he would pull something straight into, and Bonnie would let him.
Yeah.
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 Exactly. I had to just kind of nag her. I had to ding her.
Yeah. Jack and Brig.
Same
Jack
deal.
And Susie. Same.
Same deal. Same. Yeah, I get it. Yep. Well, we're talking about a little equine therapy.
I love it.
I do too. When a horse comes, your horse comes up to you and sticks his face in your face, and he blows his nostril, and you blow back.
And that's a hello.
And that's a howdy. How's it going? You know, I often wonder what I ate for lunch that day. And if I'm blowing back, you know, a garlic or some hamburger or something, he probably doesn't appreciate that. Right. Yeah.
You're a carnivore. I got to get away.
Dude, I got to leave. Sorry. Well, he knows what I smell like.
Yes, he does.
That's fine. Like Buck Brannaman says, if you smell like Big Macs, you know, you might be a predator.
You might be.
You might be.
You might very well be.
Well, that's another part of the therapy is the smell.
Oh,
man.
You know, I had a gal tell me one time, and this was her insult to me.
Right, yeah.
You smell like horses.
Yeah. Well, this was a left-handed compliment was. Did you say thank you?
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you what you smell
like. Yeah, right. Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Like something about a house of ill repute.
Something like a French house of negotiable affection.
There you go. Yes. That's it.
That's it. Yeah. 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 That's what you smell like. You know, I love the smell of horse sweat.
You can't go wrong.
I don't know what it is.
A saddle blanket.
And even when I'm sleeping in the tack room of my horse trailer and the wet, nasty blankets are in there with me, I sleep just fine. Yeah. Now, sometimes it gets a little strong.
Well, it gets a little strong.
And I do have to open the doors and the windows. But I still don't have a problem.
Exactly. Well, and when you're in the mountains and your horse is trying to keep you awake by tromping. That's when I sleep the best is when the tromping
when
goes
you
on.
Can hear them.
When the tromping I can't hear.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
There's something wrong.
That's like a pack trip I went on with a feller who tied a cowbell to his horse.
Oh, yeah.
He slept fine with the cowbell. I stayed up all friggin' night long. It's like I wasn't used to the cowbell. Finally, I yelled at him and said, dude, it's time to milk. Get up. Yeah. Go,
let's go
this take horse. Care of your cow. Well, yeah, I can't sleep anymore. Well, and I've got a horse that... when I tie him to the trailer at night, if I'm someplace I don't want him to wander much, tie him to the trailer. And I've just got one horse that rubs and rubs. And he rocks me to sleep.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, that old trailer just gets to rocking. I mean, yeah, really. Mm-hmm.
That is therapy.
That's right therapy. Rocked to sleep by my horse, right? Yeah, no doubt. Every once in a while, and back when I was young, I used to love to open one up.
Yeah.
Just as fast as they wanted to go.
Yeah.
Give them their head and just say, fine.
What do you want to do?
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, they'd feel a little froggy.
Yeah.
Maybe duck the swallow of their head. No, but there's nothing better than that.
Nothing better than equine therapy.
How about if we end the show here?
Oh, yeah.
R.W. Hampton's ride along with us. Great song, Donnie Catch a Horse.
I left my home so long ago, I've rambled near and far. I traded my old boots and spurs for a cry and moan guitar. What I lost along the way, the good Lord only knows. But I ain't sold my saddle yet, and while I still got the time to go, I'm singing, Donnie, catch a horse for me. You know the one that I never could ride. Jakey, snub him up real close, gonna give him another try. Me and Tom will ride the cedar brakes and the wild ones rope and tie. Bonnie Gray, if you're still free, would you be a cowboy's bride? Bighorns to Dakota line, where the Belfast River runs. I rode a many a frozen mile, but you snub him up real close, gonna give him another try. Me and Tom will ride the cedar breaks and the wild ones rope and tie. Bonnie Gray, if you're still free, would you be a cowboy's bride? I've got a gal that's true to me, she's waited for so long. She wanted nothing more from life than a family and home. First thing in the morning, I'll ride out and see her paw. That she and I are gonna settle down at the head of a cottonwood draw. A singing, Donnie, catch a horse for me, you know the one that I never could ride. Shake your snub him up real close, gonna give him another try. Powder River, Tom, let her buck, the Missouri's deep and wide. Bonnie Gray, if you're still free, would you be a cowboy's bride?
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
You know, I'd like to kind of close this out with find your favorite organization.
Yeah.
You know, for
PTSD
sufferers.
PTSD, yeah.
And,
support,
you know, it's help the kids, the handicapped kids.
You bet.
Because there is a lot of healing and a lot of great times that go along with a horse or with a dog or whatever the case might be.
Right.
Find your favorite organization and support them the best you possibly can.
Good call. And I am going to turn over a new leaf here because at times I have just felt put upon when somebody who doesn't have horses wants their kids to come ride and will you teach my daughter horsemanship and things like that? And I need to repent.
Yeah, you may both.
Yeah, and I just need to say, yes, you bet.
Come on out.
Bring them over. Let's go to work.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know.
Everybody needs that opportunity.
A lot of things I can do better at, that's for sure.
Well, you can stop and think about our childhood.
Oh,
It was horse therapy 24/7.
We won the lottery by being born when and where we were.
And to the parents,
spent every summer day horseback all day long.
Like a bunch of wild Indians.
I found a picture of you and I on the royalty.
Oh, Prince and King?
Prince and King. I saw a picture. I'll have to send that to you. I found that the other day. My gosh.
Memories.
Great memories.
Yeah.
You know, therapy to me is roping at a branding.
Oh, man.
That is just...
Yeah.
It doesn't get any better for me.
Well, and when you get to rope, not under pressure.
Yeah. Well, okay.
When you got...
Yes. Roping at a Branding
got your time.
Isn't always roping under pressure.
No. It's, there's not, a lot of pressure
there. There's a
there.
Lot of pressure there.
Yeah.
Don't miss. They're waiting.
Yeah,
on you.
And you're going to get harassed.
That's right.
Yes.
Hey, folks, want to stay tuned for next week?
Darn tootin'.
That's
yeah.
right. Why
yeah.
is that?
I'm still mad.
I'm still mad about that. So stay tuned.
I will.
And, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
You know, that's not bad therapy either.
It'll do.